and you'll hear from all of the head coaches around the area.
The New Way Forward Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Feldmeyer, Culver's, Next Gen Chiropractic, Quant Auto Salvage, New Way Auto Group, Outlaw Graphics, Gatorade, Des Moines Area Community College, DMAC, Mackey Motors, and Pizza Ranch.
Now let's get to the scores from this week in high school football.
Welcome to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here. My name is Mason Nealon, joined by Jim Molitor here. And ladies and gentlemen, playoffs have arrived for 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man classes here. And then a lot of drama going to ensue tonight with Class 3A, 4A, and 5A finding their matches tonight. But we have the scores for Friday, October 15th here, starting with Class 3A District 1. Carroll defeats Boyden Hole Rock Valley 42-13 to keep their playoff hopes alive. MOC Floyd Valley upsets Bishop Heelan 49-21, and Sergeant Bluff Luton squeaks by Sioux Center 28-21.
All right. Playoffs, Class 2A, it was Kemper over Sheraton 48-7. Mid Prairie over Union LaPorte City 35-7. PCM defeated Des Moines Christian 41-19. Van Meter all over Albia 56-10. In a local team, Greene County beats Clarinda 30-6. Mediapolis 21 Northeast 6. Osage all over Jessup 53-13. West Marshall over West Liberty 34-6. Anamosa defeated Waukon in a close one 46-40. North Fayette Valley 42, Monticello 14. Spirit Lake squeaks by Cherokee 31-27. West Lyon shuts out Garner Hayfield Ventura 42-0. Central Lyon and George Little Rock 60, Forest City 22. Western Christian over Okoboji, 41-28. Crestwood slides by Roland Story, 27-23. And we're still looking for the Centerville and West Burlington Notre Dame score.
Then moving on to Class 1A here, where Woodward Granger tops East Sac 28-6. Grundy Center beats Eddyville Blanksburg 55-16. OABCIG defeats Shenandoah 55-14. Trainer over West Sioux 28-14. Hinton defeats AHSTW 48-20. Emmitsburg defeats Grandview Christian in a big one, 57-7. Regina, Iowa City defeats Pleasantville 32-21. And South Hamilton defeats Sioux Center 22-21. Then moving over to the other side here, we got Dyke New Hartford shutting out Ogden 54-0. Manson Northwest Webster keeps their winning going by defeating Hudson 18-7. West Branch defeats Sigourney Kyoto 41-33. Wilton defeats Ablington Parkersburg 38-14. Sumner Fredericksburg shuts out Beckman Catholic 12-0. MFL Marmac defeats Alburnett 24-21. Underwood defeats Ridgeview 21-10. And South Hardin in a landslide over Pella Christian 40-7.
Okay, Class A. It was Tri-Center shutting out South Central Calhoun 41-0. Galen Catholic over St. Albert Council Bluffs 48-24. Maquoketa Valley 61, Columbus Community 13. West Hancock 65, Hartley Melvin Sanborn 27. We're still looking for the Danville Bellevue score. Mount Air defeats Earlham in a close one 58-50. Pekin also in a close one over North Lynn, 28-20. Again, still looking for South Winneshiek, St. Ansgar. ACGC shuts out Wayne, 28-0. Also a shutout for Lisbon over Starmont, 49-0. Wapsie Valley clobbers Lake Mills, 50-6. North Tama, 41. Madrid, 6. MMCRU over Loma, 47-14. We're looking for Newman Catholic Nashua Plainfield and also Linville Sully Riverside scores. And the final Class A matchup was Woodbury Central sliding by Sibley Ocheden 28-21.
Then moving down to 8-man, and just a fair warning here, there is a couple of the scores that we do not have where We'll start with the ones we do have. Audubon Wheelers keep their winning streak alive, going and defeating East Mills 38-7. Arweva upsets Fremont Mills here 51-22. Still looking for the Springville Don Bosco score. Then moving down, Gladbrook Rhinebeck defeats Key 62-30. Montezuma and Winfield Mountain Union still looking for that score. Riceville defeats Clarksville 64-26. Bedford over Belle Plaine 18-12. And I think 131 points combined. Cam defeats GTRA 67-64. Lennox defeats Exira EHK 72-16. Bishop Garrigan over Tripoli, did I say that correct? 62-15. Then still looking for BMG, Edgewood, Colesburg. Looking for Southeast Warren, Iowa Valley. Remsen St. Mary's defeats West Bend Mallard 42-8. Woodbine defeats Colin Maxwell 50-14. Still looking for the Waco Central City, but Janesville defeats St. Edmund 56-14. That was a lot of scores for everyone to indulge in there.
A lot more than we're used to reading, that's
used
for
to
sure.
A couple pages here, but I guess Blankman decided that today is the day that we're going to let everyone in the state just have their fun here on the show. But, you know, the 3A, obviously before we got on the air here, I was listening to you and Nick Brinks talk about the 3A dilemma with Carol there. But that one up in the air for who's going to be in, who's going to be out, who's going to be two in the Class 3A District 1, it's a whole mess right now.
It's a whole mess, but you know what? The guys over at the association office, they've done this many times, so I'm sure they'll get it figured out, and we just got to hope that it works out in Carol's favor. Like Mason was saying, you know, Nick and I were looking at online to see how the criteria and this, that, and the other thing, and we went down quite a ways to guesstimate. and we're going to say it's guesstimating, yeah, because we don't know for sure, but
I guess we won't know till tomorrow morning who
exactly
does what.
Well,
who goes
hopefully
where.
Maybe later tonight we'll know,
yeah,
who the qualifiers
at
are.
Least
we wouldn't
in.
Know. We won't know maybe who they play, but we'll know, yeah, who's qualified. So.
And then the second one I wanted to bring up, of course, Arweva last week. We were talking about possibility of Arweva-Audubon matchup where you'd think the Wheelers are going to come out on top of that one. Audubon gets matched up as a 4-seed with the 1-seed Fremont Mills. 51-22, they came out on top tonight.
Yeah, they played very well tonight. So be interesting to hear what Coach Stolk has to say about their team and their effort tonight. And, you know, hey, hopefully they made it through the game healthy and so they'll be ready to go next week.
Yeah, and then with the pod situation here, we're talking about how four teams of four pods for the eight-man here. There is still a chance that Arweva finds their way down south and ends up with the Audubon Wheelers somehow.
Yeah, they might. You just don't know. It's a crapshoot right now. So
everything's up in the air. We're going to have to see who goes where, what teams sneak in for the higher classes, but me and Jim will step away and hear from Coach Brian Case about South Central Calhoun's game tonight.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. Joining me tonight is South Central Calhoun head coach Brian Case. His Titan squad tonight falls 41-0 in the first round of the playoffs to a very good Tri-Center team down in Neola. Titans finished the season at 4-5 overall. Brian, 41-0. Go ahead and tell me about the game a little bit.
Yeah, tough season overall. You know, we started out the season 2-0, playing pretty well.
Right.
And then we ended up having some injuries. We got beat up pretty bad. Lost our fullback for the entire year. Only played maybe 1.5 conference games. But other than that, we got a lot of young kids that were playing this year. I think we started 5 sophomores, started freshmen. So future looks bright that way. But not the season that we were hoping for. You know, but I think that to be honest with you, I think we still took a step in the right direction. Got a young kids, a lot of minutes. It's one of those things that is tough to walk away from this one, you know, not even scoring a point. I think we only had maybe 4 or 5 first downs on the entire evening. You got to give credit where credit is due. Tri-Center has got a nice football team, but we made them look a lot better than what the final score looked as well. You know, I think in the first half we were down 7-0, mm-hmm. and then it was only about 5 minutes to go. We were driving the ball when it was 7-0. We were about the 50-yard line, and then all of a sudden it was third and two, and we get two big penalties and kind of take us backwards. And then that was their big momentum switch in the game, and that was right away there in the second quarter. So after that, I think Tri-Center scored probably twice within the last 2 minutes of the first half and kind of put it out of reach there at 21-0. Came out in the second half. We went three and out. They ended up scoring on their first possession, so it was 28-0, and that's kind of the way it stood up until late in the football game. And then they scored with 3 minutes to go, and then we ended up fumbling the ball, and they scooped and scored and took it about another 63 yards, mm-hmm. which made it 41-0. So just tough night for the Titans through and through, but still proud of our guys.
Brian, why don't you go ahead and tell the kids in your post-game speech there?
Yeah, it really wasn't about debriefing about this football
right.
game.
Right.
We're going to talk about that kind of stuff probably on Tuesday mm-hmm. when we get back together and kind of have our senior goodbyes and so forth. But
right.
Tonight afterwards, it was all about the seniors and saying goodbye to the seniors and just understanding how much time that they've actually invested in our program, you know, all the way from the youth league through junior high, through the off seasons, through all the practices they've gone through, all the weight room sessions they went through, all the speed and conditioning stuff that they do, and they put in an awful lot of time. And when it comes to an end, and it's a finale, I mean, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's really emotional. It's really tough for the seniors. So we wanted to just make time for the seniors tonight, make sure we said goodbye properly that way. But that's really what we talked about at the end of the game.
Well, I tell you what, Brian, there's a lot of teams, though, like you said, wishing they would play. They actually had a game tonight, so you got to feel good about that.
Yeah, I mean, any time that you can kind of get in the postseason, it's a good thing. I mean, you look at this as everybody's 0-0. No matter mm-hmm. what the records were in the regular season, everybody still got an opportunity. Everybody still has a shot that way. So, yeah, we're thankful for that opportunity. It just didn't materialize for us tonight.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I appreciate you chatting with me tonight, and I appreciate you talking to us all season. And like I said, making the playoffs is something good for the school and the community. And I wish you what's the future look like for the Titans?
Well, you know, like I talked to me about, we have a lot of young kids. I mean, I think our defensive front, we bring back everybody. Offensive line-wise, we're going to bring back everybody. And that's all front seven. What we're going to lose is basically in our backfield. But we did start a sophomore back there tonight as well. So, in all reality, we had nine of the pieces coming back. Eight of the pieces coming back on the offensive side of the ball. Defensively, we pretty much lose our secondary, but there's a lot of young kids that we're playing up front for us as well. So the future looks bright. These were valuable minutes for a lot of young
right,
kids.
Right.
So I'm proud of that. We'll just see how everything materializes in the offseason. I mean, they're still going to have to get together. They're still going to have to do the weights.
Yep.
They're still going to have to do the conditioning and things like that. But the biggest thing is they're going to have to do it together, and they're going to have to hold each other accountable if they want to take this thing forward to the next step. So they're just building that camaraderie and building that chemistry between them and hanging out together all the time is going to be huge for us in the offseason.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, knowing your program, I know those kids will do everything that you ask of them in the next season here to get ready for the next sports season. So, like I said, I wish you the best of luck in the future, and thanks again for everything.
Todd, appreciate your time and for everything that you guys do for not only our school but our area schools in general.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot. Have a good night.
You bet. You too. Thanks.
Thank you.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
For high school athletes,
every practice, every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports. One high school athlete at a time.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Caro Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Caro Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single-topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
For high school athletes,
every practice, every game,
every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak.
No matter the sport, no matter the challenge.
Gatorade, fueling the future of sports. One high school athlete at a time.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here, joined by Nick Brinks as well. Nick, I was just going to let you kind of take over and talk about what you saw from the Kemper Knights tonight.
Yeah, Kemper looked really good. We saw them tonight. They came out. They were punchy. Their defense made a fourth down stop near midfield on the Sheraton first drive of the game. They marched down the field, just a few plays it took, and then Jaron Huffman put him in the end zone. Defense got another stop, got the ball back, couple Braxton Vanami, great catches on incredibly thrown balls from Brock in the back of the end zone, one at the pylon, and, you know, it's a 21-0 lead, and you've hardly blinked. Second quarter, Jaron Huffman touchdown, Jaron Huffman touchdown, Jaron Huffman touchdown. 41-0 lead in the first half. Really, we kind of joked about it, but the only thing that didn't go well for Kemper tonight in that first half was when they tried to go up 35-0, and there was a bad snap on an extra point. So they had to score another touchdown to get to continuous clock. It was like clockwork tonight for Kemper. Just the offense was rolling. Defense was they stuffed the Oxenrider kid, who really was Sheraton's offense. He was accounting for, you know, 60%+ of their yards on the season and most of their touchdowns. So they had him contained, and the offense, they rolled. Second half didn't really matter too much. They returned the second half kickoff for a touchdown, and then starters pretty much came out the next drive out. So two quarters of really, really good football. And you get to this point in the playoffs, you assume a one should beat a four, but we saw a couple ones sneak away. I know Spirit Lake, it took a last-minute touchdown to beat number four Cherokee in their playoff game. So you can't sleep on any of your opponents. And to come out and play as well as they did, I thought Coach Steinkamp and everybody at Kemper has to be super happy with how that one went tonight.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that, you know, you did say, but having all of their starters come out healthy nearing that third quarter mark, having them come out, and the key word is healthy, because Kemper did have a lot of injuries throughout the season, but the Kemper Catholic Knights coming off the field healthy, going into that second week, I think that's huge.
Yeah, and tonight we saw that they get Braxton Venami back. He missed the last half of the regular season, and his first two catches tonight were two touchdowns, and Brock found him. It's like he wanted to get Braxton the ball as quickly as he could and found him for a couple touchdowns. So not only did they not get dinged up tonight, I didn't see a single injury timeout either way, which is great to see, but they get Braxton back, and I feel like they've got to be about as healthy as they can be at this point in the season. So it'll be interesting to see what the pairings look like tomorrow. I'm sure you guys have mentioned, you know, 10 o'clock-ish tomorrow is when those pairings and pods will be released. But I know we've had some fun just kind of talking what a coulda, shoulda, what might we see in the morning. But, you know, there's some twos and threes out there that they don't want to see Kemper after what they did tonight and what they did in the regular season. So should be fun. They'll have a home game next week, and hopefully they can do it again.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think I've basically said this every week, and it's with talking to the coaches and everything. I mean, if your team can stay healthy, I mean, good things are always going to happen, because those are the ones that get most all the practice reps. And if they get hurt, now you got to put somebody else in, and that they may not be quite up to speed. And, you know, it's healthy. Staying healthy is the biggest key to anything, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Any sport, any activity, you know, as long as you're healthy, you could be at the top of your game. If you're a little nicked up and whatever, then you're not as, you know, able to, you know, compete as like you would if you were 100%.
Yeah, so to get out healthy and, you know, in the regular season, you don't, like, if you're beating everybody by 50 every week, you don't want to get to week 5 and your guys have only played two quarters every week. But you get to this point in the season, everybody's a little beaten down. You don't feel too bad about giving them most of a second half off. So good to see some of the other guys that, you know, maybe aren't much of a contributor this year, but they can say they made a play and a playoff win, and then sophomore, junior, senior year, hopefully carry that and be a starter in the future. So, yeah, I can't think of really a single box that Kemper did not check tonight. Offense, defense, maybe the special teams with the extra point mishap, but they made up for it on a kick return. So I'd say that even that came out in the wash.
What I was going to say, though, is Kemper's offense, you know, when Braxton Venami went down, you know, you took him out, still a very dangerous offense. But going into the playoffs week one, you know, Sheraton probably believes, hey, he's not in there. And you take him, you throw him in, two touchdowns. It's like, it's just adding fuel to the fire when you have such a dangerous offense where without one of your star wide receivers, you're still a great offense. You throw him back into the playoffs, and he comes out and he produces right away.
Yeah, and with Braxton missing those games, Griffin Glenn really stepped up in that role. And so now you've seen him develop, and now you've got him as a weapon alongside Braxton, alongside Connor Canny, or Carson Canny. And it's just, yeah, the weapons they've got in that offense, and then Jaron Huffman, he's got a good offensive line ahead of him, and he's running really, really well right now.
You've just built some wide receiver depth.
You did, absolutely. Absolutely, and Griffin Glenn leads the area in interceptions as a defensive back, too. And he didn't start the season as a starter. So he came in that role defensively for Braxton, too. And so now you might say, all right, we can kind of maybe play Braxton a little more on offense, leave Glenn on defense, and keep them both fresh a little more. So, yeah, I think they've not that any injury is a good thing, but they've definitely borne the fruit of Braxton missing some time and being able to develop somebody like Griffin Glenn, a sophomore, just a little bit more here in the last month of the season.
And now to kind of shift the focus here to the other team from the town here, Carroll High tonight, 42-13 over Boyden Hall. We thought going into this week, a Carroll High win solidifies them in the playoffs. But after talking and seeing everything that happened, I don't think that's true.
So I still think it's true. I think their win tonight, I personally, all of the pencil math on the back of my napkin here, like I had to throw away my calculator. I ruined the batteries. So I'm down to napkin. I think they're safe on RPI. What I did not realize was going to come into play tonight was that Carroll could be in a situation where they are in a three-way tie for the district runner-up, and you don't have to rely on RPI. MOC Floyd Valley beats Helan tonight by more than 17. I run the numbers. All three of those teams won by 17 three times this year, and they lost by 17 twice. So all of the 17 plus-minus differentials are the same. They all beat each other. There is no way to determine who is the head-to-head-to-head winner of the three except for the very last tiebreaker in the book, and unfortunately,
it's
B
out,
comes but before C. And it's an L for Carroll in that regard. We were joking and hoping they call them Sioux City Bishop Helan in the official dictionary of schools in Iowa, but I think it goes by Bishop Helan, and if that is, and if all of our numbers and my math is correct, Carroll is in as an RPI team, and they miss out on the district runner-up as a number two seed by a letter in the dictionary. I don't think anybody had that on their bingo card going into tonight.
Well, and didn't somebody say that, was it Casey? I think Casey said via Jeff that somebody that was planning on winning tonight got beat, so that kind of threw a little bit.
Yeah,
of,
the Williamsburg, yeah. And I'm drawing a blank on who they
was
played.
Benton?
Yeah, those. I think that was a 1-2 team, a 1-2 matchup playing each other. So They technically will probably flip flop 1-2. I know Solon was an RPI team in that district as of last week. So while it may shift who is the champion in that district, who's the runner up, and who is an RPI team, I don't technically think it'll have any impact on who makes or misses the playoffs. They might just, you're just rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic at that point. Everybody's got a seat. But yeah, I didn't see anybody behind Carroll in the RPI that is going to come up and snooker them by some crazy metric of math to win tonight. If Carroll lost tonight, out of the playoffs,
right.
Almost 100%. But a win tonight, I thought they were going to be safe. And here a half hour ago, I thought, my goodness, they might have a chance at this district. And then my last thought on that, I did the Sergeant Bluff Luton game 2 weeks ago, and Carroll had fourth down and one at their fourth and goal at the goal line, at the 1 yard line. If they score a touchdown there, they lose by 14 instead of 21, and that's the difference between them being tied behind Bishop Helan and MOC and having to rely on tiebreaker, than being the runner up in the district. So that probably stings a little bit more there, but I'm sure every team can probably find a touchdown here or there that they were like, oh, that made the difference in our season. But thankfully for Carroll, at least in my opinion, my humble opinion, that doesn't have to be worth much. It doesn't cost them a playoff spot. It just costs them the district runner-up that they're relying on the alphabet. But I think they're safe in as an RPI. And difference between number two in a district and the four RPI spots, not as much of an impact as if you're going from 1-2 and you lose a home game or something like that. It just might, maybe you play a little bit tougher opponent or something like that. But I said this 3 weeks ago, and I say it again today. Carroll is not a team that I would want to face in the playoffs. Their three losses this year came to teams that were really good in 3A and then Gilbert in 4A. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have to play another Sergeant Bluff Luton or a Helan again, you know, if you win a game and then have to play one of them again. Like, I wouldn't want to play Carroll twice. I've just been really impressed with what they're doing on both sides of the football. I have confidence in saying they'll make the playoffs. It's unofficial, but when we get the official 16-team list here, hopefully in the next hour, I do expect to see Carroll as an RPI. And who would have thunk it? The alphabet, the dictionary is the difference between them being number two and maybe number three or four.
And again, I'm going to reiterate, we are speculating.
Unofficial, yes. All
unofficial speculation.
That's what we are here for. We'll give you the facts, and then we'll throw in some speculation, too. All right, who's ready to speculate on all of the matchups for next week? Just kidding.
No. But, yeah, talking about that Kemper game, we will actually shift our focus and listen to Coach Steinkamp's view and interview of the game tonight.
It's the New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show on KCIM and Kick 106.7. I'm Nick Brinks with a happy Ryan Steinkamp, head coach of the Kemper Knights. A 48-7 win over Sheraton tonight at home, 41-0 in the first half. And I know we looked for things to critique in that first half, and we came up with a bad snap on an extra point. Everything else just kind of went according to plan. How did it feel from your perspective in that first half? Offense was rolling, defense was humming, just a fun night for you guys, it felt like.
Yeah, overall, I thought the kids, they executed well, too. You know, a lot of that stuff that, you know, they did out there was practice all week long. Credit to the coaches for kind of putting that game plan together. But then, you know, all the credit goes to the kids for executing that. They did a fantastic job.
On the opening drive, you get a big run from Jaron Huffman that sets you guys up at the goal line. He cashes in for a touchdown. The next two drives after you get defensive stops, Brock finds Braxton Vanami. How excited was Brock? How excited were you? How excited was Braxton to have everybody back together tonight after missing some games?
Yeah, he's been out for about 4 weeks, and, you know, he came back this past week, but we didn't know how he would be, and, you know, he came back and he came back in stride, too, so he did a great job, too. I just, you know, I was happy for him to go out there and make those plays, and, yeah, it's just great to see that.
Six first-half touchdowns for you guys. Jaron Huffman ends up with four. He cashes in a couple more times in that second quarter. Three in the second quarter, one in the first quarter for Jaron. Vanami with the two first-quarter touchdown passes from Brock. Talk about Brock tonight. He was under pressure on some of his throws, but he had maybe his best game of the season from what I have seen from being in person watching you guys and on film. Just his throws were methodical, surgical. He was finding the open guys, and they were connecting tonight.
Yeah, he did a good job. The O-line gave him time. They brought pressure a lot, but, you know, our receivers ran good routes too, and he found them, and, you know, he made a lot of good choices and just kind of took what was there, and then made some great balls downfield as well.
As a coach, you have to love getting the continuous clock going into halftime. You probably would have liked to have it about 3 or 4 minutes sooner with the extra point on a bad snap. 34 doesn't become 35-0. You end up getting the touchdown. You looked a little fired up trying to spark the boys at 34-0 on that snap.
Yeah, I mean, they were getting closer and closer to blocking at every PAT. So I brought them aside. I'm like, yeah, it's the big one. We want this for continuous clock reasons. And then, you know, it was not a great snap. And then we didn't execute, you know, the fire call, which we practiced this week, too. So kind of just, it was kind of leaning that way, too. So, yeah, I just gave them some nice friendly reminders out there, too. And they came back strong.
So you go into halftime, 41-0. You get one more touchdown in the third quarter. The kick return, you get it returned by one of the up guys, kind of a short kick. Austin Heinrichs takes it to the house for your guys' first kick return touchdown of the season. So I don't know what the offensive game plan was from you guys as they shut the lights off here at the stadium, but what'd you see on that kick return that Heinrichs took back to the house, and did that change anything that you guys were looking to do with the guys that were going to be on the field on offense in the second half at all?
Yeah, we were going to give our starters a series there, but then that happened, and then we gave our defense a series, and then offense kind of moved the ball, and, you know, their defense, they have some physical kids in there, and they have some good players, and it's like, you know, at that point, too, you know, we felt confident in our you know, kind of our JV backup players to go in there, and they did a great job moving the ball and moving the sticks as well, too, so really happy with our efforts towards the end there.
And then kind of lastly, you knew coming in, they like to run the ball with Brock's Oxenrider until the fourth quarter when their starters are out there and your guys' starters had been out since about the midway through the third quarter. You guys had him contained for about 30 or 40 yards, and it was a shutout. How proud of you and how excited are you to see what your defense did against somebody like that?
Yeah, they executed well. I mean, they knew that was their guy going into. They were physical, and they were geared up. I just give a shout-out to Coach Shane Vaughn, who played Oxenrider during scout team all week long. So the kids are ready to hit this week because they got plenty of hits. hits in on Coach Voss. If anybody sees him out and about in the community, they might want to check on him this weekend.
You get the win here tonight. You'll find out tomorrow morning who you play next Friday. We do know it'll be a home game. We don't really know anything outside of that. Do you have any inclination on where they might draw? Because you've got opponents to the south, a little bit to the east, to the west. Seems like you guys are one of the teams that there's no real rhyme or reason for who you guys might see next week.
Nope. You know, it's playoff time. It's just happy to get opportunity to get another game. And, you know, just, yeah, we're excited about it. And we'll find out.
Well, we wish you the best next Friday, Coach. And go get him. You'll have a home game. And good to see another good crowd here on hand next Friday.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot.
That's Ryan Steinkamp, head coach of the Knights. A 48-7 win at home over Sheraton in the first round of the 2A playoffs.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
New Way Auto Group Scoreboard Show here on 1380 AM, 95.1 FM, KCIM. Carroll Tigers pick up a convincing 42-13 road win tonight over Boyden Hall. Rhine Valley should be enough to get them into the playoffs. We'll find out probably later tonight and then tomorrow morning if they're in, who they play. Joining me right now, head coach, again, Craig Rowetter. Coach, dominating first half. My numbers, I had them 34 yards of total offense in the first half. You guys over 200. You score on all four possessions in the first half, take a 28-0 lead into the halftime. I think in that first half, you saw everything you wanted to see from your football team.
Yeah, it was kind of the looks that we thought coming in. And in credit to them, they did take away the inside run a little bit. They were doing some, you know, submarine and stuff. So, which, you know, you gotta adjust, and that kind of opened up. You're there definitely focused in on Tatum.
Yep.
And that's how Reese ends up hitting three, you know, getting three scores in the first half, because that's, you know, that's just the great thing. Reese is kind of taking a back seat a little bit in the run game to Tatum all year long, but when, you know, that focus turns on him, then all of a sudden we got Reese you can hit on the outside, and he's such a threat in the receiving game too. So it's, you know, a little bit, we mentioned it when we played Sergeant Bluff Luton, you got to kind of pick your poison on, you know, what you want to give up, and they were set on stopping Tatum, so we went with Reese.
I really liked the play call early. I think it was on the opening drive. As you said, they were focusing on Tatum. You could see they were coming with some heat off the left side or your guys' right side off their left. You guys came out in the eye, and you run the toss to Reese, and he's got a couple of guys out and blocking him in front of him, and there's nobody really to block, and he gets all the way down the sideline, I think down to the 15, if I remember right. But a perfect play call for what they were coming out with defensively on that one.
Yeah, they were overloading the strong side, especially mm-hmm. And we kind of have a heavy set with the, you know, we put Noah Henners as the, they call him a sniffer back or whatever you want to call him. He's kind of the backfield, and so he, you know, and he pulls a lot. So they were definitely strong side heavy, and we saw that. So, yeah, it went with a little weak side toss, and it went quite a ways.
Defensively, their first three plays, I thought, you know, you had talked in the pregame about them coming out with some emotion, you know, first game here in Rock Valley and then senior night for them. They broke some tackles, ran pretty tough. I thought, though, you guys getting that stop on downs really gave you the momentum. Then you went down and scored, went up 14-0. I didn't feel like it was over at that point, but I felt like you guys were in complete control.
Yeah, it just, and we said on film, man, you know, 12, he was used to being an offensive lineman. So, I mean, you saw with us, you know, yeah. The Logan gets the carry, and they're not, they don't want to stop, you know. So, no, and credit to him, you know, the Crawford kid ran hard all night, even in the fourth quarter when the game was decided. He was still running hard, and if we tried tackling up around the shoulder pads, we went for a ride. So, we kind of adjusted to that, and, you know, the defense was pretty locked in, especially that first half.
I you brought up Macon. I wanted to ask you that here. Right after this, I was kind of timing things up, but fun to see him. I thought he was going to get it on that first run play, and I was glad when you guys called the timeout that you gave it to him on that next one to let him get in.
I snubbed him last week. I gave him two carries last week, and it looked, man, when I saw him wheeling around, I'm like, I think he's in. And he ends up at the one 2 weeks in a row. So, yeah, we we drew up. And his touchdown play, we do not have in the playbook. We just drew that one up in the sand to give him the score. But yeah, it's fun. And those, man, the offensive line, they've done such a good job all year. It's
yep.
fun to give them, you know, have fun with that, because they do. They a lot of the times they go unnoticed, you know, unless they're getting a penalty or something.
Right, yep.
So we again, I'm sure appreciative of all those guys. That was fun being a senior and being able to do that.
I had you guys for about 290 on the ground right in that area tonight. So talk about what you saw from the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean, we just, it's kind of following our rules, you know, if being able to down block and pull. And especially when we kind of went to our empty sets, you get Gavin Holt and Noah Henner's running in space. and then usually it's a poor defensive back that's the one taking
who's falling over so he doesn't get blocked.
making a career decision. Because there were some pretty good collisions, especially that first half when we got those two out and running. So there is some things we have to clean up. You know, Jaden Flug was a little banged up from last week, so Miles Pudent's got the start.
Had a nice fumble recovery.
Kept
the drive alive, yeah.
So we had guys, you know, and he plays a little more, or had played more defense than offense, so we repped him all week on offense, and, you know, Jaden got good news on his knee, so I think, you know, this might be a one-week fill-in, but it's nice, again, that we have a couple of those guys. You know, Caden Luters is another sophomore that comes in into our jumbo set. So those guys are getting good experience for next year.
Coach, I said something about 8 minutes left in this one. I said, this is a big defensive stand. Not that you guys weren't going to win, but you dominated the first half. In the second half, I didn't know if you'd be happy with, especially if they went down and scored again. And it's bad that you dominate a first half and then maybe you leave the game with a win, but a bad taste in your mouth. The defense got the stop. You guys went in and scored again to kind of salt this one away.
Yeah. And you know, there's, the good thing about winning and still winning by whatever it was, four scores, film can still be a little, you know, there's going to be some education on Monday far as what to fix. And, you know, and so I think they take it better. 2 weeks ago, I think we had a little come to Jesus meeting on film, you know, as far as what expectations were and how. And that's when we explained to them, you know, hey, if you want any chance at the playoffs, it literally started 2 weeks ago, you know, and get, this is what playoff teams do. And they took that to heart, and it's really been fun to see.
Coach, as we're talking, Helan trailing big to MOC, you're pretty confident four in the district can get in even with an MOC win. Your thoughts on your guys' chances to get in? We'll find out yet tonight probably if you are, but you feel pretty confident you guys are in.
Yeah, I think our RPI will just go up with the win tonight, and especially with, you know, beating MLC by 20 or whatever
right.
it was.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think it's going to be interesting now because there's going to be a lot of Northwest teams.
Yes.
Where we go will be anyone's guess. But because, yeah, if you have Sergeant Bluff, Helan, MLC, us, Algona, Humboldt, and then possibly Clear Lake, I mean, that's a lot of, you know, north and northwest. So I don't.
Any thoughts?
I haven't heard on Harlan or Nevada how that was going. So
any thoughts on where you might go, or
well,
was it just getting in that mattered?
Yeah, I don't. We have a lot better record on the road than home, so I didn't really care if we get in. But you know, and I went back to that. It's been longer to show my age here, but when we were a four seed and lost some close games throughout the year and went down to Harlan, you know, they were a one seed and. You know, they didn't really want to see us. You know,
right.
they had beaten us by a field goal or a touch. You know, it was a one-score game earlier, and then we kind of went down and had a really good night. So I think that's kind of the same scenario. I don't know how many, you know, with the adjustments that we can make now after seeing, you know, I don't know how many of the teams that we've played already really want to see us again. So I'm not, we'll go wherever. It's just, it'll be nice to be back in.
Coach, congratulations on the win. Appreciate you joining us here on the Scoreboard Show. Look forward to talking to you again tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it. Go Tigers.
Head Coach Craig Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers, picking up a 42-13 victory tonight again over Boydenhall Rock Valley.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to Delicious.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here. We got some scores from Friday, October 15th. Starting with Class 3A District 1, the Carroll Tigers defeat Boyden Hole Rock Valley 42-13. MOC Floyd Valley upsets Bishop Heelan 49-21. And Sergeant Bluff Luton squeaks by Sioux Center 28-21.
Okay, we turn our attention to the playoffs tonight in Class 2A. Kemper Knights come through with a big 48-7 victory at home against Sheraton. Mid Prairie of Wellman 35-7 over Union LaPorte City. PCM knocks off Des Moines Christian 41-19. Van Meter picks up a big 56-10 victory over Albia. Greene County rolls over Clarinda 30-6. Mediapolis 21-6 over Northeast. Osage a 53-13 win over Jessup. West Marshall handles West Liberty 34-6. In a tight ball game, Anamosa gets past to Waukon 46-40. North Fayette Valley 42-14 over Monticello. Spirit Lake slips past Cherokee 31-27. West Lyon rolls Garner Hayfield Ventura 42-0. Central Lyon George Little Rock is a big 60-22 win over Forest City. Hawashin Christian 41, Okoboji 28. Crestwood Cresco 27, Roland Story 23. And West Burlington Notre Dame 38-22 over Centerville.
All right, Class 1A, Woodward Granger defeated the Sac Raiders 20-6. Grundy Center over Eddyville Blakesburg 55-16. OEBCIG 55, Shenandoah 14. Trainer over West Sioux 28-14. It was Hinton over AHSTW 48-20. Emmitsburg clobbers Grandview Christian 57-7. Regina, Iowa City 32, Pleasantville 21. South Hamilton squeaks by Sioux Central, Sioux Rapids 22-21. Dyke New Hartford shuts out Ogden 54-0. Manson Northwest Webster 18, Hudson 7. West Branch over Signani Kyoto 41-33. Wilton defeated Applington Parkersburg 38-14. In a good battle, Sumner over Fredericksburg 12-0. MFL Marmac squeezes by Alburnett 24-21. Underwood defeats Ridgeview 21-10, and South Hardin 40, Pella Christian 7.
Now we move over to Class A, where Tri-Center defeats South Central Calhoun 41-0. Galen Catholic defeats St. Albert 48-24. Maquoketa Valley defeats Columbus Community 61-13. West Hancock over HMS 65-27. Bellevue over Danville 43-7. Mount Air by 1 point over Earlham 51-50. Pekin defeats North Lynn 28-20. St. Ainsgar over South Winneshiek 54-14. ACGC shuts out Wayne 28-0. Lisbon shuts out Starmont 49-0. Wapsie Valley over Lake Mills 50-6. Madrid over North Tama 41-6. MMCRU over Loma 47-14. Nashua Plainfield over Newman Catholic 30-14. Riverside defeats Linville Sully 29-27. And Woodbury Central defeats Sibley O'Shaden 28-21.
Okay, we turn our attention to eight-man playoffs tonight. The Ottoman Wheelers continue to roll 38-7 over East Mills. Don Bosco handles Springville 66-19. Gladbrook Rhinebeck was a 62-30 win over Key of Lansing. Montezuma edges Winfield Mount Union 61-54. Riceville rolls over Clarksville 64-26. Bedford in a good ball game knocks off Belle Plaine 18-12. Camanita and GTRA, high-scoring ball game here. Camanita wins in the final second, 67-64. Number one Lennox handles Exira Elkhorn Kimelson 72-16. The Weaver Rockets continue to win. They'll advance to the second round with a 51-22 victory over Fremont Mills down at Tabor tonight. Edgewood Colesburg scores 92 points in a 92-56 victory over BMG. Iowa Valley, 64-48 win over Southeast Warren. Remsen St. Mary's continues to roll 42-8 over West Bend Mallard. Woodbine, a 50-14 win over Collins Maxwell. Waco, 39, Central City, 16. Janesville, 56-14 winner over St. Edmund. And Algona Garrigan rolls over Tripola, 62-15.
I was going to say, this isn't scoreboard show related, but any baseball fans out there, Freddie Freeman walked it off grand slam to win the first game of the World Series tonight.
Yeah, oh, I heard that. Wow. Bottom of the 10th inning, the grand slam home run to...
Mm-hmm.
I believe,
what was it, 6-3 they won? 6-3 Dodgers take the first one?
I don't know what the score was, but a walk-off grand slam. Yeah. Wow.
Walk-off grand slam, and he knew it was gone, too. And I watched the video of him. He hit it, put his bat up, turned to the crowd like that, and walked around the bases.
Well, I guess this is a series that's going to be anyone's going to win this on the series. It's going to be, I'd say, going 7 games. I think so.
Yeah. You know what? Dodger Stadium's a pretty stadium, too.
Yes.
I mean, it's an old one, but it's neat. I've been there a couple times. It's kind of fun.
Some of the people are complaining about the traffic down in L.A., though. Oh, there's a Lakers game there. There's concerts down there.
Yeah.
Dodgers game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There was everything's down there, and it's right in that same area. And it's. I love being in Carroll, Iowa, where the only traffic we're worried about is the road closings that are down on Main Street.
Yes. No, backing up for the waiting for the trains.
Yeah, true, waiting for the trains. Yes.
But, yeah, looking forward to tonight. I believe sometime should be in our show range here between the 11 to 12 o'clock hour. If not, later than that, we will see the 5A, 4A, and 3A qualifiers come out. And then tomorrow it says 10 a.m. Tomorrow on Saturday would be when the pairings and the round of 16 come out.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see what happens. Looking forward to it. It looks like we all got our phones out there, and we just keep hitting the refresh button to see if something pops up, and still nothing yet. So
we'll have to see. You know, with the drama with the Carroll District there, District 1 and Class 3A, that one will be a fun one. Obviously, I heard some 5A rumbles were going on. The number one team went down is what you said, right?
Yeah, Bettendorf got beat by Iowa City High so in 5A, so that'll shake up a few. I'm sure that Bettendorf will still make the playoffs, but you know, just kind of knocks them out of that top spot. But you know, the interesting thing, you know, like you look at some of these eight-man scores tonight, they were more like basketball scores.
Yes,
I mean 92-56, that could be a basketball. 61-54, that would have been a good basketball game.
Yeah.
64-48, so-so. 67-64. There's some. Interesting scores there, that eight-man.
You know, like I said, in the same with eight-man, two of our playoff teams, you know, are we even, Ottoman pick up big wins tonight. Are we even goes on the road down to Tabor, Fremont Mills, you know, playing the number one seed, when are we even goes in the number three seed and handles Fremont Mills, you know, 51-22. Coach Stokes said that, and Coach Danner also said that they, Fremont Mills just had a hard time stopping them. I mean, they took advantage of a couple of turnovers early on, but Arriva, he said if they can stay healthy, they're going to be a tough team to handle. And then Audubon, he just continues to roll. I mean, they're going to be a tough team to stop.
Yeah, I think Sean down there has a good thing going. He's got a good bunch of kids that have played a lot of football, and having experience helps an awful lot, especially, you can maybe make a little tweak here and there, and if they've played enough football, they can just do something and make something out of it.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, like I said, when those the 14 pods come out in the morning, just where they're going to send Arriva and when they're going to send Audubon. You know, you can sit here and then talk about it all night, but it's up to the union now. But it'll be, we can pronosticate, but it's going to be interesting to see in the morning.
Yeah, Arriva, though, props to them. On the road, you got to pick that one up. Audubon as well, props to them. And then a great season for both East Sac and South Central Calhoun. You know, both teams fell in the playoffs, but both teams really showed promise throughout the entire year, made the playoffs, slipped in as, I believe, a 4 seed each, and then both teams went on the road. And I believe they showed kind of what it means to be that 4 seed. You go out there and you try to play your best, but the 1 seeds are the 1 seeds for a reason.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, here's the thing. Brian will reload. He's got something, I would think, to look at. He's got a sophomore kid who will be a junior next year coming back that got some valuable playing time this year at the quarterback spot. So he can at least possibly start there and not have to worry a whole lot about somebody to run the show.
Right.
Obviously you always have to find your linemen and, in your skilled positions. But, if you can start with a quarterback that's got some experience, he's not like coming in without having any varsity experience. He played the 3-4 games or whatever he played this year.
Right. And Coach Case did say, a lot of kids got experience this year that probably wouldn't have played in the past. He played a lot of young kids in this season, and they're only going to get better next year. He said, now it's up to the kids in the off season. They all got to do stuff together, to get ready for next season. Because there's going to be some high expectations, I think, for South Central Calhoun next year. He does bring back a lot of his linemen for next year as well. So he's looking forward to what those kids can do. But like you said, it's up to the kids now. He said they won their first two games of the year. The expectations got a little higher. They ran into a tough middle part of their schedule. He says, but they competed all season with a bunch of young kids and injuries, a couple injuries here and there. But he's looking forward to next year.
Yeah, and the same thing too for Eric with ESAC. Yeah. I believe he played quite a few younger kids too that got valuable experience in varsity playing time that, again, you got to get into that summer program and over
that's
the winter and
about.
Everything else like that. And like
you mentioned tonight, this was the third straight year that they've made the playoffs. So they got something going now again at ESAC where, a few years ago where they were one of the lower teams in that class. Now making the playoffs 3 straight years, it gives the kids confidence going into the next season. And he said the same thing Coach Case did. Now it's up to the kids in the off season. They got to do stuff together, hit the weights, and do some post off season programs and stuff like that. But he said he's looking forward to next year.
Yeah, and I think coaches, in high school, that's what they were told me at least, is that as a coach, you like to see your guys in the winter go out for basketball, go out for wrestling, and then coming into the spring, you see some guys playing soccer, just doing something. As long as you're staying active, you're out there putting your body and working out and stuff.
Right.
That's what a coach likes.
It's competition. You're still competing. So you just don't lose that little edge that you may have by sitting around and doing, I don't want to say nothing, but, not competing.
Coach McCullough did have one thing to say about the scoreboard show. He was happy that all year he did not have to talk with Honnold. He made it through the whole season and didn't have to talk to Honnold. So that was one little jab there he wanted to throw at Honnold there a little bit. So,
thanks, Eric.
But, great year for both of those teams as well. Next week, I believe, barring any stuff going on with Carroll tonight in those 3A groupings and qualifiers, should be a four-local team look here in the playoffs, and Carroll will probably be on the road. Kemper will be home for sure. Arriva will be on the road, and Audubon will be at home. So two at home, two on the road. all very good teams, all teams that could possibly make a run at the Dome, possibly kind of shake things up. If you're Arweva, you can go in there and beat a higher team again. You shake things up again.
Yeah. The second round of the playoffs, and like I said, there's a lot of teams that wish they had another week of practice and another, you know, getting ready for another playoff game next weekend. You make the second round of the playoffs, you've had a, you know, if you make the playoffs, you had a good season. But you're in the second round, you know, obviously you're going to have tougher ball games, but the communities and the fans and everything, it's exciting this time of the year.
All right, so we will step away for the top of the hour here and hear right away from Coach Austin Stoke about their game tonight.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and 95.1 FM.
This is KCIM Carroll.
1, 2, 3. Oh!
It's the New Way Ford Scoreboard Show. All the scores from all the games.
Let's go!
And you'll hear from all of the head coaches around the area.
1, 2, 3.
The New Way Ford Scoreboard Show is brought to you by Feldfire, Culver's, Next Gen Chiropractic, Quant Auto Salvage, New Way Auto Group, Outlaw Graphics, Gatorade, Des Moines Area Community College, DMAC, Mackey Motors, and Pizza Ranch.
Now, let's get to the scores from this week in high school football.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. With me right now is a very happy Arweva head coach, Austin Stoke, whose Rockets made a two-hour trip down to Tabor tonight to take on top-seeded Fremont Mills, and they'll return home with a big 51-22 victory over Fremont Mills. And so, like I said, moves the Rockets to 6-3 overall and advances them to the second round of the playoffs next week. Austin, what an exciting victory for the Rockets tonight.
Yeah, Todd. Our guys, we were able to, you know, we kind of wanted to try to establish in the run game to start. And, you know, we knew these guys were going to be very athletic across mm-hmm. the board. You know, they got great athletes, especially at the second level. And, you know, in the first couple weeks of the season, that's something that we kind of struggled with was getting to the next level and kind of communicating and schematically doing the having our correct blocks up front. But our guys were able to sustain that in the first quarter, and it just carried on all the way through the football game, really. You know, it's partially our guys up front, and it's partially our running backs just kind of creating some space in open space they're creating for themselves and just running extremely hard. And like I said, our guys up front did an excellent job of communicating. We changed a lot of things on the fly, and our guys just did a really solid job for four quarters of running the ball.
It sounds like Jake was telling me a little bit about Fremont Mills had a couple of turnovers that we kind of gave it some short fields early on.
Yeah, they did. You know, they had a fumble. They had a fumble. They had an interception, and then I think they had another fumble in the first half, Todd. So it was kind of we kind of were able to take momentum off of that and capitalize and punch a few in the end zone in the first half.
And like I said, I know you don't have any stats or anything of you, but who offensively, who had big nights for you?
I do have some stuff added up,
okay.
Todd.
Okay, all right.
You know, first of all, break down the game. We were able to score our first touchdown. Wyatt Regaler had a 30-yard run to make the score 6-0. And then he had two more rushes, one for three, one for 10 yards. At the end of the first, it was 18-0. In the second quarter, he had a rush touchdown, Wyatt did, and then he also had a 34-yard touchdown in the air from Blaine Smith. Fremont Mills was then able to get a run touchdown, a 1-yard rush, and then Wyatt had a 55-yard, another rush touchdown. Wyatt had 7 rushing touchdowns tonight with 1 receiving touchdown.
Uh-huh.
Fremont Mills then had a passing touchdown, 38-14 at halftime. And then Wyatt punched another one in, and Fremont Mills was able to get a safety, make the score 44-16 at the end of three. And then in the fourth quarter, they had a passing touchdown, and Wyatt had another rushing touchdown. So Wyatt had he had 34 rush for 228 yards and 8 total touchdowns tonight. And Blaine Smith made some very timely passes for us tonight. He really conducted the offense, and Blaine was 14-22 for 151 yards and a touchdown as well. So, you know, it was across the board. It was a total team effort, and our guys did a great job on both sides of the ball.
Well, I tell you what, like I said, making a two-hour trip, and obviously you guys set the tone right away, and that's something that I'm sure that you guys wanted to come out and try and do against a, like I said, against a quality, a fast team. But Coach Danner was saying that it was a very, very fast Fremont Mills team. So it sounds like I said, he set the tone early on in this.
Yeah, we did, Todd, and that's something that we saw on film, and something that we knew they would bring to the table is, you know, not only their quickness, but they're very smart, and they're tough kids. They flow extremely quick. You know, they got a couple linebackers who are some of the best that we've seen all year, just because they flow so hard to the football. You know, and it's just a testament to our five guys up front, is that, you know, Wade and Wyatt blocking for each other in the backfield. It's a matter of, you know, we can get up to the line of scrimmage and we can audible something, you know, just right before the snap, and our guys are, they got their heads up. They're smart enough to understand what's going on. And I think it's a testament to them of you know, paying attention in practice and in film as well, and kind of finding where we can exploit, you know, teams like Fremont's defense at times. And you know, Fremont switched up from a three-man front to a four-man front. They kind of switched things up all night long on defense, but our guys were able to make adjustments and continue to run the football.
Well, I tell you what, I think the win is a testament to the district you guys played in. Playing Remsen, teams like Remsen and Woodbine really sets you up for games like this, and so you definitely saw that tonight probably.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to say. You know, other districts, you watch film, and uh-huh. A team like Fremont is extremely good. They have such a balanced attack. It's hard to equal that out. But, yeah, you know, you play like the Remsens and the Woodbines of the world, and it's a matter of, yeah, those are very good teams. They're top-quality teams. And you know, teams like Woodbine, we were able to hang with in the first half. And I think our guys have understood, you know, A, we got to play four quarters of football, and B, we can compete with anybody we want to if we play four quarters of football. So, you know, yeah, we've definitely learned a lot from especially the top couple teams in our district, you know, and we're able to kind of build each week and get playoff one a win.
So. As I said, at this time of the season, I tell you what, winning the first playoff game and then having another week of practice and another playoff game to look forward to next week, it's got to be pretty exciting times for you guys right now.
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing right now, Todd, is, you know, our guys, you know, I hope they can kind of celebrate and enjoy this one. You know, it's one thing to win your last 2 weeks of the regular season in must-win situations to make the playoffs, and then, you know, to come to a tough team, a gritty team like Fremont Mills, go to their place and just execute the way we did and not turn the football over is really big. So we hope our guys can take a couple days to enjoy this, to kind of get healed up a little bit, and then come ready to go for Monday.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach, congratulations on the win, and like I said, appreciate you taking the time to speak with me tonight, and we wish you the best of luck next week. I assume that the 14 pods will come out later tonight, so we'll probably know later on tonight where we have a place next week, and wish you nothing but the best of luck.
Hey, thanks a lot, Todd. Thanks for having me. Go Rockets.
Go Rockets.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the New Way Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
For high school athletes, every practice, every game, every rep matters. That's why Gatorade is here to keep you at your best. Packed with electrolytes, keeping you hydrated and energized so you can push harder, play longer, and recover faster. On the field, court, or track, Gatorade gives you the fuel you need to perform at your peak. No matter the sport, no matter the challenge. Gatorade, fueling the future of sports. One high school athlete at a time.
Earning college credit while in high school is a smart choice. Area high school students have several college class options available to them through the DMAC Carroll Campus and Templeton Regional Center. Students, contact your high school counselor today to talk about how DMAC college credit can be part of your high school plan at no cost to you. DMAC, life's calling.
Hey, sports fans, this is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
When you need a quick meal or one on the go, your Carol Pizza Ranch has great deals for carryout and delivery. Order online and get 8 pizzas of country's best chicken with potato wedges for only $20. How about 2 large pizzas for $25? Or get 2 medium single topping pizzas, cheesy ranch sticks, and a cactus bread for just $20. Check out these deals and more at pizzaranch.com today and order hot and fresh. Pizza Ranch, located off Highway 30 in Carroll, open 7 days a week.
Whoa, that's good.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here. We're going to start with some scores, this time from 8-man, starting from the back to the front. We will start with Audubon defeating East Mills 38-7, Don Bosco over Springville 66-19, Gladbrook Rhinebeck over Key 62-30, Montezuma defeats Winfield Mount Union 61-54, Riceville defeats Clarksville 64-26, Bedford defeats Belle Plaine 18-12, Cam and GTRA comes down to the wire, 67-64. Cam takes that one. Lennox defeats Exira EHK, 72-16. Arweva upsets Fremont Mills, 51-22. BMG defeats Edgewood Colesburg, Edgewood Colesburg defeats BMG at 92-56. Iowa Valley over Southeast Warren, 64-48. Remsen St. Mary's blows out West Bend Mallard, 42-8. Woodbine defeats Collins Maxwell 50-14. Waco over Central City 39-16. Janesville over St. Edmunds 56-14. And Bishop Garrigan defeats Tripoli 62-15.
Okay, we'll turn attention to Class A. The South Central Calhoun Titans see the season end tonight with a 41-0 loss to Tri-Center down at Neola. Lamar's Galen Catholic rolls over Council Bluffs St. Albert 48-24. Maquoketa Valley handles Columbus Community 61-13. Britwest Hancock was a 65-27 win over HMS. Bellevue rolls 43-7 over Danville. Mount Air edges Earlham 51-50. Peak in the Packwood 28, North Lynn 20. St. Ansgar was a 54-14 win over South Winneshiek. ACGC shuts out Wayne 28-0. Lisbon handles the Starmont in another shutout 49-0. Wapsie Valley handles Lake Mills 50-6. Madrid rolls over North Tama 41-6. MMCRU 47, Lugman Malia 14. Nashville Plainfield 30-14 win over Mason City Newman Catholic. Riverside clips Linville Sully 29-27. And Woodbury Central handles a Cibola Sheeton 28-21.
All right, Class 1A. East Sac falls to Woodward Granger 28-6. Grundy Center over Eddyville Blakesburg 55-16. OABCIG 55, Shenandoah 14. Trainer doubles up West Sioux 28-14. It was Hinton over AHSTW 48-20. Emmitsburg clobbers Grandview Christian 57-7. Regina, Iowa City over Pleasantville 32-21. South Hamilton slides by Sioux Central 22-21. Dyke New Hartford shuts out Ogden 54-0. Manson Northwest Webster gets by Hudson 18-7. West Branch over Sigourney Keota 41-33. It was Wilton 38, Applington Parkersburg 14. Sumner Fredericksburg 12, Beckman Catholic nothing. MFL Marmac 24, Alburnett 21. Underwood gets by Ridgeview 21-10, and South Hardin scores 40, Pella Christian 7.
Then moving on to Class 2A, where the Kemper Catholic Knights defeat Sheraton at home 48-7. Mid Prairie defeats Union LaPorte City 35-7. PCM defeats Des Moines Christian 41-19. Van Meter over Albia 56-10. Green County 30, Corinda 6. Mediopolis and Northeast 21-6. Mediopolis winning that one. Osage defeats Jessup 55-13. West Marshall defeats West Liberty 34-6. Moving on, Anamosa defeats Waukon 46-40. North Fayette Valley over Monticello 42-14. Spirit Lake edges by Cherokee 31-27. West Lyon shuts out Garner Hayfield Ventura 42-0. Central Lyon George Little Rock defeats Forest City 60-22. Western Christian over Okoboji 41-28. Crestwood defeats Roland Story 27-23. And West Burlington Notre Dame defeats Centerville 38-22.
Okay, and then we turn our attention to Class 3A, District 1. These are the final regular season games tonight for his teams in District 1 of Class 3A. The Carroll Tigers travel up to Rock Valley and return home with a very happy 42-13 victory over Boyne Hall Rock Valley. Sergeant Bluff Luton gets past Sioux Center 28-21, and MLC Ford Valley knocks off Sioux City Heelan tonight 49-21.
So we will step away and hear from Coach Sean Burks about the Audubon Wheelers' first-round playoff matchup.
Casey Miners of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network joined with Wheelers head football coach Sean Burks as they pick up a big win in the opening round of the eight-man playoffs. They win 38-7 tonight. And coach, for you, you pulled the starters early. The game was pretty much in control in the first half.
Yeah, we got off to a fast start. I was really proud of our starters, just the way we scored. I think four touchdowns on first seven plays. We had an interception early. We had a blocked punt early. Everything was going our way. And just with our injuries and where we're at in the season, style points don't matter. And it was one of those things. The biggest thing was getting out of this thing with a win. Second biggest thing was getting out as healthy as possible. We can check those both things off. You know, and East Mills is a classy group. We weren't, you know, we were trying to pull the dogs off as early as we could for their sake, too. We didn't need to hang a 70 out there tonight. So we put our younger guys in, and some juniors and seniors, too, still out there. Obviously, wish we would have scored in the final three quarters, really. But as far as the beginning of the game, I couldn't script a better start to a game like that.
Carson Wessel was huge for you guys tonight, had four of your five touchdowns, two through the air, two on the ground. What did you see from him finally starting to get healthy again for you guys at the right time?
Yeah, you know, Carson's really peaking at the right time, too. You know, I was a little worried maybe what that rust would do, but he's coming right back in his own. He's seen the game. It's slowing down for him. Thought he made through a really nice ball to Brody Weber, made some really good decisions on our two-point game. Just did a nice job overall for us tonight, and he'll be the first one to credit his other guys, too. You know, he's got seven dudes blocking on a lot of plays. It really is nice for us to have him back because it puts everybody back in their natural positions.
What did you see from your defense tonight? Three turnovers, special teams had two blocked field goals, a blocked punt. So it really took, you know, all sides of the football tonight for you guys to win.
Yeah, you know, when you look at the game and you say that they went, you know, 14 of 27 for 126, one touchdown on a blown coverage by the twos, and three picks, you'll take that because we knew that they were going to go to the air. I thought Jack's pick early was really big. Adams along their sideline was really nice. Aaron got one on the tip, you know, and those are your three seniors. Those are the guys that are our starting secondary. That's what they've done all year. You know, I think we had 17 coming into tonight. Now we've up to 20, still averaging over two a game. And that's big for us because it puts our offense in a really good position. In eight-man football, if you can take the ball away, especially with the way our offense is playing, and that's when you get those quick scores because it sets up short fields. And then special teams, yeah. We knew they were going to try to attempt some field goals. I didn't know they'd attempt a 50-yarder.
Yeah.
it's tough in the eight-man game to do that just protection-wise. They've got a really good kicker. We worked on our field goal block this week because we knew they'd likely try to attempt something. But, you know, the punt block I thought early was big as well, not on top of the field goal block. We thought we saw something there this week where we thought our D lineman could get there. Obviously not a great snap. Really does a good job when we've got guys pinning their ears back to come for it. All three facets, especially early with the varsity group we're in, did what they needed to do.
I think also tonight that you did a nice job of taking away their short passing game. You know, I talked to you before, and you said that you got to watch out for the short passes because they'll hit you deep. Tonight they were hitting you deep at times, but that was with more of, you know, the secondary kids in for you guys. You know, how do you feel your defense played and kind of the game plan to take away their short passing?
Yeah, I thought defensively we played really well, especially early in the game. Some tackling issues, kind of overrunning a little bit, but you know when you have a short passing game, and you take that away. We knew their quarterback would hold on to the ball a little bit. You know, it wasn't like a precise, a bunch of curls, a bunch of outs. You know, they wanted to take some shots too. You know, they weren't going to be satisfied with 3 yards, 4 yards at a time. So when you take those away, they get a little, they feel like they have to start pushing it downfield, and that's when your D line can force those sacks. You know, it's when you have a chance for some more turnovers as well. So across the board, I thought our defense played well.
How do you feel the younger kids played tonight, getting to play, you know, a vast majority of the game? They probably played over 2.5 quarters tonight for you.
Yeah, it's a good learning experience. Obviously, we didn't play a JV game this week. So those guys, a lot of those guys haven't had game action in 10 days, and it kind of showed a little bit. You know, Aiden Kiergaard got knocked out of that Monday JV game that night early with a concussion, and then this week he was going to National FFA convention. So I know Aiden was rusty. It was one of those where we didn't know how much we'd play him. Obviously he hadn't practiced all week. Aiden's better than that. I know he's probably going to go home tonight and be frustrated with some of the things just because he's a competitor. You know, overall, there's some other guys that did some really nice things for us, but Aiden, I thought, ran the ball hard tonight for a kid that hadn't gotten hit in a couple weeks, and the last time he was out there, got a concussion. So proud of the way Aiden played. You know, for even, you know, I know he's going to take it hard because he's a competitor, like I said. But guys up front, when we cleaned it up and blocked well, had some nice things. It just wasn't very consistent across the board. But you know, defensively, we put guys in early, and they had their varsity out there for a while, and we're able to keep them off the scoreboard other than the one blown coverage. So I think we had some bend but don't break moments where, you know, they hit a big play on Adam early to the 25-yard line, but they didn't get another first down on that one. You know, we got the ball back. So just across the board, we were able to get every guy in tonight. You know, some guys just a kneel down at the end of some of the freshmen, but you know, for all guys on our team that were healthy, we're able to say they got in on a playoff game is a nice little statistic.
With how long, or how short, I should say, that the starters are out there tonight, you know, you're going to go back and watch film. Probably still some nitpicky things to get better at going into next week. What you kind of see out there?
Varsity-wise, I'm not sure yet, just because they didn't play a whole lot. I think it's going to be interesting to see who we play, because last week we had Baxter, passed it a lot. Obviously tonight East Mills passed it a lot. So if we draw, you know, a Woodbine that throws it a lot, I think there's some similar things that we can probably take. If we draw someone that's an underneath physical run game, you know, let's say Bedford, for example, it's probably going to be totally different than what we saw the last 2 weeks. So I don't know how much of that will be comparable offensively. I liked what our guys did up front. I thought they blocked well for Carson and Aaron and others. But off the top of my head, but most of the complaints were with the JV group because they played a lot. Mm-hmm. They played the last three quarters, and I told those guys after the game, we're not going to harp on it. We're not going to spend a lot of time on it, because tonight's the last night you're going to play 2.5 quarters. Mm-hmm. It's whoever we draw next week's going to be the best team we've played all year, and I'm pretty confident saying that without even knowing who we draw, just because of the level of play on this side of the state and across the state. There's just so many good teams this year. And it's going to be a battle. So our JV guys, I challenged them after the game and said, you know, kind of take this bad feeling and use it for good. You know, plug into the film this week, get on huddle, watch whoever we draw, and be the best you can be at running their stuff. You know, on Tuesday and Wednesday, go into Tuesday and Wednesday more prepared than maybe you have been. Don't just look at the picture on the card and wonder what it looks like. I've gone through those scout films that we've shared with you guys. And give us a really good look. So we're going to challenge those JV guys that their biggest thing this week is to be the best scout team they can be. And if they get in again on Friday, great. If not, you know, they've played a key role in getting us ready for next Friday.
We don't know how all the games went down tonight, but who are you thinking, you know, you guys will see here at home coming up next Friday?
Hard to say. You know, right now it looks like I think 8-1 seeds are going to win, 8 or 9. So most likely as a ranked team, I would hope we're going to play at home. Not a guarantee at this point. If there's 9-1 seed, somebody has to go on the road, and it's going to be more based on geography, I would assume, just because of the way that goes. So if we're hosting, it could be about anybody, just based on the map. We'll see how the pods work. You know, with Garrigan being ranked highly, and Remsen both north, and then Lenox southwest, and we're kind of in the middle. It could be crazy. You know. We could be in a pod with Don Bosco and Montezuma. You know, we could be in a pod with Lenox and Bedford. Cam holds on tonight. Obviously, they're close by. Arweva won tonight. They're close by. So there's a ton of different options out there. Obviously, the most years we've gone northwest with Remsen and Woodbine. You know, so it I'm not going to spend any time tonight trying to prepare for next week. We'll wait till tomorrow. We've started to pull some films this week of some teams just to be ready. And when 10 a.m. hits and it drops, we'll get busy.
Sean, I want to thank you for joining me. Congratulations on a big win tonight. Good luck coming up next week.
Thank you.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the Newway Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
This is Todd Danner, and you're listening to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. Joining me right now is ESAC County Head Coach Eric McCullough, whose team traveled to Woodward Granger tonight in the first round of the Class 1A playoffs and suffered a 28-6 loss to Woodward Granger. It ends the season for the Raiders at 3-6 overall. 28-6, Eric. Go ahead and tell me about the game a little bit.
Todd. You know, we knew it was going to be a tough matchup. Just they have some athletes and definitely a lot bigger boys, but real proud of how the kids played and the things they were able to accomplish on the field. And again, it just seems like they never have that quit the fight. I mean, they just played hard and continued to battle. They're again this week bigger than us up front.
Mm-hmm.
Even their skill guys were definitely a lot thicker than us, and we played well in that first half. I believe in the first quarter they went down to scores. We fumbled the ball, gave them short field position. They were able to get seven on in that first quarter. Rest of the time, defense played really well. Offense was able to move things, special teams. Sam Julian did a great job punting tonight, flipping that field for us. And I was late in the second quarter, less than a minute, I believe. They hit a long pass and for a touchdown. So we go down at halftime, down 14-0. We come back out, kicked off to them. They must have had a motivational speech.
Yep.
Put together a nice little drive right after halftime and scored. So we were down 21-0. But then I believe we had either a fumble. No, I believe an interception or an interception. Carson Schmidt got a nice little interception on their sideline. Set up a short field for us. We were able to go down and score, I believe, from Sam Doolin to Asher Lawler for our one lone touchdown. We decided to go for two. Didn't get it. And at that time, it might have been we were down 14-6.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were able to go down and score, put another one on. And then in the fourth quarter, we went for it. Lost it on downs, and they were able to march down and then put another one on the board. So, overall, we fought hard. We did some really good things. I thought overall, just kind of fighting that size a lot.
Right.
And they were putting a lot of pressure on, sitting with seven on the box. So we really had to, utilize our short passing game and, still had a lot of pressure, but no. So, overall, it was a nice matchup for us, I think. We had some chances. The ball rolls with maybe a different way. Things might come a little bit closer, but overall for us to take a trip and be a number four seed,
right,
matched up with the one, I was real happy with how the kids played.
I was going to say, yeah, like I said, being a four and taking on number one seed, you got to be happy with how the kids competed. But you've done that all season, Eric.
Well, we have. I mean, our kids, it might have just been a half or maybe three
mm-hmm.
quarters. Our kids have been undersized against a lot of ranked teams early in the season. And they fought hard, Todd. I mean, that's the one thing we've talked about, and you just can't ask for anything more. You know, you kind of like to wave a wand and give them another 40 or 50 pounds each, another 1 or 2 inches, but we just kind of go with what they got, and they definitely have a lot of heart. So I'm really proud of how they fought tonight, how the season went for us.
Well, I tell you what, the kids have to remember, they can't take this away from them. You know, they made the playoffs this year, and like I said, that's something they're going to have a nice memory about.
Well, and that's what we talked about. I mean, this is the third year in a row we've made playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a huge accomplishment for
right.
for us, for our roster size, the number of kids we have out, and the size of our kids. And they just did a really good job from graduating a huge class last year. And that class was big for us, too, for 2 years to kind of get us back in the role of the playoffs and qualifying. And the kids this year did another fabulous job to fill some shoes and, you know, take advantage of some opportunities that were given to them. And like you said, they can't take that away from them.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I appreciate you taking the time out to chat with me tonight and all season as well. I appreciate you taking the time out to call us each week and let us know about your ball games. And like, what's the future hold for the for your team next year?
You know, and you kind of start talking about it again, you know, as a coaching staff after.
Mm-hmm.
Just every year you just kind of really hope you get those seniors back one more time. I mean, it's how much you've seen them grow, and these guys – had to play a lot of new positions and different positions, and just would love to have him back again. But one thing about a small roster, we don't, you know, we graduate, I believe, 6 guys.
Right.
5 starters, I believe, on both sides of the ball. So we just have some kids that got to slide up, and in the offseason is going to be really important for our team, like every team, you know, and changing districts this next year. So
right.
We'll get a little better idea in the spring of,
yep,
kind of what the schedule's going to look like for another 2 years, and kind of who will be our matchups in our district. And we'll get set, get to work in the summertime, and hopefully be ready in the fall.
All right, Eric, like I said, congratulations on a good season, and give the kids a lot of credit for making the playoffs this year, and we wish you the best of luck in the future.
Hey, we appreciate it. Thank you, Todd, and all you guys at Carroll Radio Station. I think it's been just a great year that I haven't had to talk to Honnold all year, Todd. So
I will,
that makes my year for us. So
I will make sure and get that. I will make sure and mention that to him.
I appreciate that. Thank you, Todd.
Thanks, Coach.
Family-owned and operated since 1948, Quant Auto Salvage is the area's best full-service scrap facility. Whether you're looking to sell scrap iron, vehicles, or batteries, or you need to locate that difficult-to-find part for your vehicle, they have what you need. And if it isn't in stock, they can locate it with their nationwide parts database. Quant Auto Salvage. They sell the best and recycle the rest.
Hey, sports fans. This is Nate Luth from Next Generation Chiropractic. Call today to schedule your detailed spinal analysis and comprehensive chiropractic adjustment to keep you performing your best. Or enjoy a session in our new infrared sauna to facilitate recovery and give your immune system a boost. For any questions or to schedule, call Next Generation Chiropractic at 712-775-2295 or swing by 1121 Plaza Drive right next to the radio station.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the New Way Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
New Way Auto Group, almost warranty forever.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show here, running through the scores again for Friday, October 15th, starting with Class 3A, District 1. These were the final regular season games for Class 3A. Carroll defeats Boyden Hole Rock Valley 42-13. Sergeant Bluff Luton scores in the final seconds of the game to defeat Sioux Center 28-21. And MOC Floyd Valley upsets Bishop Heelan 49-21.
Oh, we turn our attention to the playoffs. We'll start in Class 2A with the Kemper Knights. Kemper Catholic Knights pick up a big 48-7 victory over Sheraton at home tonight. Mid Prairie was a 35-7 win over Union LaPorte City. PCM rolls over Des Moines Christian 41-19. Van Meter 56-10 over Albia. Greene County handles Clarinda 30-6. Mediapolis 21-6 winners over Northeast. Osage rolls over Jessup 53-13. West Marshall takes care of West Liberty 34-6. Anamosa slips past Waukon 46-40. North Fayette Valley was a 42-14 win over Monticello. Spirit Lake 31, Cherokee 27. West Lyon shuts out Garner Hayfield Ventura 42-0. Central Lyon George Litterock puts 60 on the board tonight in a 60-22 victory over Forest City. Weston Christian, Horsham Christian, 41-28 win over Okoboji. Crestwood of Cresco 27, Roland Story 23, and West Burlington Notre Dame 38, Centerville 22.
In Class 1A, it was Woodward Granger over the East Sac Raiders 28-6. Grundy Center defeats Eddyville Blakesburg 55-16. OEBCIG 55, Shenandoah 14. Trainer doubles up West Sioux 28-14. Hinton over AHSTW 48-20. Emmitsburg scores 57 to Grandview Christians 7. Regina, Iowa City 32, Pleasantville 21. South Hamilton slides by Sioux Central 22-21. Dykeview Hartford shuts out Ogden 54-0. Manson, Northwest Webster gets by Hudson with an 18-7 score. West Branch 41, Sigourney Keota 33. Wilton over Applington Parkersburg 38-14. Sumner Fredericksburg shuts out Beckman Catholic 12-0. MFL Marmac gets by Al Burnett 24-21. Underwood scores 21 to Ridgeview's 10. And South Hardin defeated Pella Christian 40-7.
Then moving on to Class A, where Tri-Center shuts out South Central Calhoun 41-0. Galen Catholic defeats St. Albert 48-24. Maquoketa Valley defeats Columbus Community 61-13. West Hancock over HMS 65-27. Bellevue over Danville 43-7. Mount Air squeaks by Earlham by 1 point 51-50. Pekin defeats North Lynn 28-20. St. Ainsgar defeats South Winneshiek 54-14. ACGC shuts out Wayne 28-0. Lisbon shuts out Starmont 49-0. Wapsie County defeats Lake Mills 50-6. Madrid defeats North Tama 41-6. MMCRU over Loma 47-14. Nashua Plainfield over Newman Catholic 30-14. Riverside squeaks by Linville Sully 29-27. And Woodbury Central defeats Sibley O'Shaden 28-21.
Okay, eight-man playoffs tonight. The Ottoman Wheelers go to 9-0 on the season with a big 38-7 win over East Mills at home tonight. Don Bosco rolls over Springville 66-19. Gladbrook Rhinebeck 62, Key of Lansing 30. Montezuma edges Winfield Mount Union 61-54. Riceville rolls over Clarksville 64-26. In a good ball game here, Bedford gets past Belle Plaine 18-12. In another good ball game, we're right down to the wire. Cam 67, GTRA 64. Number 1 Lennox rolls over Exira Elkhorn-Kimbleton 72-16. The Weaver Rockets pick up their sixth win of the season tonight, travel down to Tabor and pick up a 51-22 victory over Fremont Mills. Edgewood Colesburg puts 92 points on the scoreboard tonight in a 92-56 victory over BMG. Iowa Valley 64-48 winners over Southeast Warren. Remsen St. Mary's 42-8 winner over West Bend Mallard. Woodbine handles Collins Maxwell 50-14. Waco was a 39-16 win over Central City. Janesville tops the St. Edmunds 56-14. And Algona Garrigan rolls over Tripola 62-15.
So the speculation for tonight, everyone's speculating who's going to get in, who's going to miss the mark. That has now been thrown out the window as, I believe, as of 11:10 o'clock tonight, they dropped the qualifications for who's going to be in the playoffs. And we got 5A, 4A, and 3A, so I guess I can do 5A, read off the top 16. We can just do one each person here.
Yeah.
So for the top 16 going to the playoffs for Class 5A, number 1, Iowa City Liberty, number 2, Dowling Catholic, 3, Bettendorf, 4, Valley, 5, Johnston, 6, Pleasant Valley, 7, Ankeny Centennial, 8, Ankeny, 9, Linmar, 10, Iowa City High, 11, Southeast Polk, 12, Waterloo West, 13, Sioux City East, 14, Iowa City West, 15, Cedar Falls, and 16, Waukee.
Okay, Class 4A, and like just like in 5A, 5A, 4A, 3A, top 16 teams qualify for the playoffs. And in Class 4A, North Polk is your number one team to qualify, number one qualifier. Decorah is second, followed by Pella. Lewis Central is at fourth, ADM at fifth, Gilbert sixth, seventh, West Dubuque, eighth, Cedar Rapids Xavier, ninth, North Scott, 10th, Waverly Shell Rock, the 11th seed Clear Creek Amana, 12th seed Norwalk, 13th is Ballard of Huxley, 14th is Spencer, 15th is Newton, and 16th is Fort Dodge.
Well, here we go, 3A, the number one RPI per team is the Humboldt Wildcats, number two, Sergeant Bluff Luton, number three, Wallert Catholic, number four, Algona, five is Mount Vernon, six, Nevada, seven, Independence, eight, Benton Community, number nine, Solon, 10 is Williamsburg, 11 is MOC Floyd Valley, 12 is Bishop Heelan, number 13 is the Carroll Tigers, 14 Harlan, 15 Clear Lake, and the last team in was Assumption. They actually finished 20th, but they were an automatic qualifying because they were a district runner-up.
So with the speculation over, Carroll moving in and jumping Harlan for that 13 slot, it makes it a little fun because the 11th slot is Class 3A District 1, the 12th spot is Class 3A District 1, and the 13th spot is Class 3 Class 3A District 1. But when we were looking at it, just a little talk between all of us, looking where Carroll could possibly go, I think the two that I heard for sure that were pretty good odds were Algona at 4 and Nevada at 6. You did bring up Humboldt as well at number 1. But a lot of good matchups here for Carroll. But dark horse, a very big dark horse for Carroll, as they are probably one of the bigger underdogs going into the playoffs.
Yeah, quite possibly true. But, you know, everybody starts now at 0-0. Records mean
exactly.
Nothing.
Exactly. Yeah, like
and it's, you know, again, four. It's you get ready to go and you just go out and throw what you got at them and see what happens.
I mean, it's pretty impressive. You go top 16 teams make it. Four out of the 16 teams are from Class 3A District 1. So that's an interesting fact, just alone with four teams qualifying out of one district. So it definitely shows how tough that district was this year.
Yeah, and for Carroll, you know, everyone was just kind of seeing if they would getting in as well. But MOC Floyd Valley jumping Bishop Heelan. Heelan fell, I believe, four notches there, and they become, I'm not sure still if they are the 2 seed in our district. I don't know. I don't think I will know that. That's just something that is kind of in the air. But props to MOC Floyd Valley tonight for beating Bishop Heelan on the road and then jumping them here in the playoff qualifiers.
Yeah, it's going to be real interesting to see what the state does and where they send people. And trying to match people up with,
one thing we do know is that Carroll's going to be on the road.
Yeah.
Next week, you know, that's what I think, that's for sure. Carroll's going to be traveling somewhere next week. We just won't know until tomorrow morning when the union releases the pairings at 10 o'clock.
You know what? And the other thing that Coach Rowetter said, though, he says, we play pretty well on the road. We have a better road record than a home record. So they're going to take that and maybe run with that. So,
yeah, the one thing I did hear you guys talk about earlier, I was just sitting looking at the screen, is that you guys were talking about what do you do in the playoffs with adjustments and stuff. And I think, Jim, you put it pretty well, is that you don't really adjust in the playoffs. You do what you do, and then you tell people to come beat you.
Exactly, and that's the thing. You know, I said, at this time of the season, you do what you do. You do what you do best, and you don't change a whole lot. You'll watch some film online of your opponent, and you'll make minor adjustments, but not too much. Teams are going to do exactly what they've done all season to get to this point. And like I said, you, like Jim said earlier, now it's We're going to do what we do. You have to stop us. See if you can stop us. If not, if you do, hats off to you. If not, we're going to continue to do the things we do best.
You know, you might throw a little wrinkle in. That's,
right.
I mean, you're not going to change anything, but maybe a little bit of a look to it, or mm-hmm. you might even just try to, if anything, just throw like a little gadget, something that they've never ever seen from you. You know, and is maybe one of those, if you get in the right situation, you say, hey, you know, let's give this a crack. You may not ever use it, but you'll have it just in case.
Mm-hmm. Just like that, that reminds me of a couple Super Bowls ago, Philly special on the goal line with the Eagles. That's something you see is when you got a team that you've seen all year do something successful. I'd say this year, I don't know if this is, correct me if I'm wrong, Carroll's been probably a run-predominant team, been able to run the ball with a two-headed monster in the back with Zygmunt and Peterson. You know, maybe you see something where you throw a trick play where maybe Zygmunt throws the ball out there, maybe something like that. But you see the Carroll Tigers, if they can get it clicking on the run game and then open up the rest of the playbook, I think they are a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about it.
Well, we will step away here for a quick commercial break. Be right back.
Outlaw Graphics is your local promotion and sign company. Outlaw can do it all, from vehicle graphics to promotional items and all the signage you need. Outlaw does it all, no matter how big or how small your order is. If you need thousands of items for your business, talk to Outlaw. Work with Outlaw's designers from start to finish. You're going to love the results. Call the Outlaw. Outlaw Graphics, 775-2599. Outlaw Graphics in Carroll.
Since 1968, Mackey Motors has been serving Lake City and the surrounding communities with new and certified pre-owned vehicles. Mackey Motors is a full-service dealership providing oil changes in our Quick Lube Express bays, a service department with world-class trained technicians, a body shop and collision center with the latest equipment, a full vehicle detailing department, or come talk with one of our highly knowledgeable sales staff.
Recipient of the GM Mark of Excellence Award for 15 years running. Together, let's drive at Mackey Motors in Lake City, MackeyMotors.com.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouthwatering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Feld Security of Carroll is the choice of homeowners and business professionals. They choose Feld Security because of the local and prompt service, 24-hour technician support, and the ability to control their security from their mobile device. That makes keeping your property safe even easier. A professional Feld representative can help you create a protection plan for your home or business. No matter what you're trying to protect, they've got you covered. Feld Security of Carroll proudly supports all our area high school athletes.
When you buy from a local business, like one of the new Auto Group dealerships, the money stays right here in the local community. Supporting local businesses helps our local economy, and that lets us help local organizations, schools, and giving back to our community. Good luck to all players from the new Auto Group dealerships with locations in Coon Rapids, Jefferson, and Pocahontas.
For more than 40 years, Culver's has brought you fresh, never-frozen deliciousness. And since 2012, we have been proud to serve the Carroll community. From mouth-watering burgers to our one-of-a-kind custards, our goal at Culver's is simple. Satisfy your hunger with the highest quality products delivered to you with a smile. Whether you are a coach, player, or parent, Culver's is the perfect destination to build team spirit. Come celebrate 12 years in Carroll with us.
Culver's, welcome to delicious.
Welcome back to the New Way Auto Scoreboard Show. Here we can run through the qualifiers for Class 5A, 4A, and 3A, as well as they did come out tonight. And Starting with Class 5A here, number one team is Iowa City Liberty, number two Dowling Catholic, three is Bettendorf, four Valley, five Johnston, six Pleasant Valley, seven Ankeny Centennial, eight Ankeny, nine Linmar, 10 Iowa City City High, 11 Southeast Polk, 12 Waterloo West, 13 Sioux City East, 14 Iowa City West, 15 Cedar Falls, and 16 Waukee.
Okay, Class 4A, again, the top 16 teams qualify for the playoffs. So from 1 to 16, you got North Polk. You got these are the qualifiers in Class 4A. North Polk, Decorah, Pella, Lewis Central, ADM, Gilbert, Western Dubuque, Cedar Rapids Xavier, North Scott, Waverly Shell Rock, Clear Creek Amana, Norwalk, Ballard of Huxley, Spencer, Newton, and Fort Dodge.
All right, Class 3A. The number one seed is Humboldt. Two, Sergeant Bluff Luton, followed by Wallert Catholic, Algona, Mount Vernon. The sixth seed is Nevada, Independence, Benton Community, Solon, Williamsburg. 11, 12, and 13 are all from District 1, Carroll's District. So it's MOC Floyd Valley, followed by Bishop Heelan, and then Carroll. The number 14 is Harlan. 15 is Clear Lake. And the last qualifier was Davenport Assumption, and they got that spot by being a district runner-up. So theirs was an automatic bid.
So something I wanted to ask, which I am genuinely curious about because I have never known for myself, is that, you know, when you talk about 2A, 1A, A, and 8-man, they play and then they get put into pods, which is 16 teams. But when I look here at Class 3A, they only take the top 16. So is how does the playoffs work for 3A and above?
Well, number one, in the lower classes, there's more schools there.
Right.
So they're just, I think it's kind of an evening out of the number of total teams. So, like, as you look at this, in 3A, there's 36 schools that play 3A. There's 36 in 4A and 36 in 5A, where, you know, 2A, there's more, and then 1A gets, I think, is a little more, I mean, and it goes down. So they make it so it's 32, so that's why they didn't play the ninth game, because then they're... Mm-hmm. Their ninth game was that first round of the playoffs, so they start with 32. So everybody plays there, so you go from 32 to 16, and boom, in a week.
Right, just like that. And looking at the postseason schedule, you know, you had the first round games tonight in eight player in Class A, 1A, and 2A. So next week you're gonna have the second round. Next Friday, November 1st, you're gonna have the second round of the eight player A, 1A, and 2A. But it's gonna be the first round for 3A, 4A, and 5A schools next Friday as well. Then when we go ahead and look at the quarterfinal round of the 8-player, Thursday, November 7th is just going to be the 8-player alone on that day, November 7th. And then A, 1A, 2A, 3A, 4A, 5A are also going to be that Friday night, Friday, November 8th. So you got in the next couple weeks, you're going to be down to, by November 8th, we're going to have the semifinal round set after the November 8th games.
So yeah, I think what I took from like the top here is that 16 start, you play, one team plays another team, goes down to 8, play again, and then that will be your top 4 teams determining who goes to the UNIDUB.
Right, right. And that's right. Exactly right.
Okay, so for those teams, for Class 1A or Class 2A and lower, it's 3 games to get in, and for Class 3A, 4A, 5A, it's 2 to get in.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, so looking at it here, you know, if hypothetically Carroll did go down to or go up to Algona or Humboldt or Nevada, they beat one of those higher seeds, but they're going to have a pretty tough path to get to the dome for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, by far, yes.
Yeah. I mean, the teams that are if you were a district champion, as long as you keep winning until you have to play another district champion,
right,
which at that point in time it becomes letter in the alphabet,
mm-hmm,
on who hosts, I believe, and I'm not sure if it's the beginning or the second in the alphabet.
I think it's this year it's the beginning. Next year it's the end of the.
So you'd look at just for an example, if if you had a matchup of a Carroll Harlan, and they were both, everything's the same, Carroll would host, and then Harlan would be on the road, and next year or on other years, it'd just be vice versa.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. Why we let the union decide that stuff like that. Let them handle that.
I mean, it's all written down. It's all decided. It's nothing that they have to make a decision. Oh gosh, who are we gonna let be home? No,
right.
It's all set in stone.
It's in black and white. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I believe most of that's probably available on the website also to see what rules is what, so you can really, everyone can determine. It's not going to be just kind of a coin toss of who goes where. But
no.
I don't think there was very much shock in the Class 3A of who was where and who's. I think that was kind of almost set in stone by tonight, is that we figured that was who was going to be in. But, you know, props to everyone that did make the playoffs, and it's been a good season for everyone that hasn't. And then moving over here, looking at Class 4A, you were talking about it earlier, is that a lot of the Raccoon River schools did make it in. North Polk, ADM, Gilbert, Ballard, I believe those are the four that made it in for there, but...
And then Carroll.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, but, yeah, the Hawkeye 10, you know, geez, what? Council Bluffs St. Albert's made it in what are they, A or 1A? They're in Class A. Shenandoah made it, and Kemper.
Clarinda.
Lewis Central, Harlan.
I think that's it, though.
I believe you're right.
Because I believe I see Denison down here, Glenwood's down here. I think it's those
Harlan,
teams that made it in.
Harlan's the only one in 3A, and then Lewis Central in 4A.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, the conferences that our two schools here in town were pretty well represented for the playoffs, so
I think that's a good turnout, you know. But looking ahead here, I don't know much about the Class 5A and who does what, who's good. I know for sure when I was younger I always heard the name Dowling, of they were good, they were the team to beat in that, but If you guys wanted to give me any insight on Class 5A, who does what, who's the best out there, because I'm not 100% certain on who is good out there.
You know, Class 5A, you got your traditional powers, you know, up there with like Bettendorf and Valley, and you know, Southeast Polk is a defending champion, and they're 11th. You know, but they're not going to be an easy out. You know, 5A is, you know, I really don't, myself, I don't know a whole lot about the Class 5A schools. You just look at, like I said, the teams that traditionally are there, you know, Bettendorf and the Ankeny Centennials and Ankeny and the Southeast Polks, you know. This Iowa City Liberty team is a new one for me, who up in the number one team this year. So it's going to be interesting in 5A. There's a lot of good teams in every class, but 5A is pretty loaded with those top 16 teams.
Yeah, it's going to be something. The 4A, that could be interesting too, because who was it? I think, you know, Pella's the 3. They got beat tonight, because I remember seeing that. You know, North Polk. I think they got a pretty good ball club.
I heard North Polk's pretty loaded this year.
Yeah, they're pretty
loaded. Isn't Lewis Central the defending state champion?
I thought they played in the championship game, but I don't remember. Did they win it? I don't remember.
I can look on here pretty soon.
But, you know, there's some good. I mean, Gilbert, as a 6th seed, is 8-1.
Yeah, Lewis Central did win last year.
They did win the championship.
Southeast Polk, Lewis Central, Williamsburg, Van Meter, Grundy Center, West Hancock, Bishop Garrigan. And I believe most of those teams are in the playoffs for tonight.
Well, yeah. Yep, Lewis Central. You said Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. They lost tonight. They were.
Yeah, but they were high up, in the playoffs. They're in. Yep. They're
Van Meter's in for sure. In. Grundy yep. Center's in. West yep. Hancock's in. Bishop Garrigan's in.
Yep.
All pretty good ball clubs, though. I mean, Bishop Garrigan, they were a one seed, I know for sure. West Hancock defeated. Who is that went over there? One of our local teams. South Central Calhoun went over there.
Yeah.
And they defeated them.
This year, yep.
Grundy Center's pretty good. Van Meter's pretty good. Williamsburg, they were top five. And then they lost. Lewis Central has always been good.
Yeah, they were the five until this week, and they fell to, what did they fall to?
They fell to 10.
Yeah, they fell five spots.
I was going to say, that Lewis Central team, I remember them when they played Carroll in the playoffs a long time ago. Max Duggan was their quarterback.
Right,
They played them, and that was, I believe, 50-something to 7.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
That's been a few years, yep.
Well, the one thing we know for sure is we have four playoff games. Next Friday.
Four playoff games next week.
So we're looking forward to that. You know, we got Arriva and Ottoman and 8-man. We got Kemper Catholic in Class 2A and Carroll High in Class 3A. So congratulations to all four of those teams are moving on, and wish them nothing but best of luck next week.
And yeah, you guys will be manning the show.
Yes. Yes. Looking forward to that.
We don't know if it's just going to be me and Todd or if somebody's going to send in here, but for sure, should be a good one, and I just want to say congratulations as well to both South Central Calhoun and East Sac for putting up a fight and qualifying for the playoffs, and then unfortunately tonight just not moving on to the next round, but both four seeds and both had a really great season. So we will step away and be back next week. Thank you everyone for tuning in, and the playoffs are now in full swing.
When you need to know, KCIM is the place to listen on 1380 AM and